Nice.
Yeah.
What you're hearing are the sounds of people everywhere putting on Bombas socks, underwear, and T-shirts made from absurdly soft materials that feel like plush clouds. Yeah, that plush. And the best part? For every item you purchase, Bombas donates another to someone facing homelessness.
Bombas. Big comfort for everyone. Go to bombas.com/ACAST and use code ACAST for 20% off your first purchase. That's bombas.com/ACAST. Code ACAST.
What's up, guys? This is a special bonus episode. It's pretty straightforward. We're going to go around the room and each give you our top financial resource recommendations. Obviously, this podcast is your go-to. But here are some of our other favorite resources helping you get your financial shit together. Okay, so the book I'm recommending is called The Barefoot Investor by Scott Pape. And yes, it is Australian, but please just stick with me, guys. It was the first book that I read that really got me thinking about how to divide my money up. It's got really practical tips for making sure you can like afford the life that you want, but also making you question what kind of life do you want? Do you want lots of big fancy things? Do you want to spend your money on travel? Like, what are your priorities? So The Barefoot Investor is a really great way to kind of get you started, even if there is like stuff about Australian retirement that you should ignore. The rest of it is super great for anyone.
That's fire.
It is fire. So my podcast recommendation is Bad with Money with Gabby Dunn. Gabby really just like interviews a bunch of different people from different backgrounds, telling all their true stories about how money has impacted their lives. And she approaches it as someone who like really did not understand money and was terrible with it and has kind of gotten better over time. So you can kind of feel like you are part of the journey about learning more. And it's okay if you don't like have every piece of info about the finance world already.
That's a really good one.
So my website recommendation, number one, is my website or my newsletter, which is betterhavemymoney.substack.com, which is a weekly newsletter I write about stocks and investing and just like feelings really about money and my own investing journey. The other sites I really like are actually Facebook groups. So one is called She Spends and another is called Women in Pursuit of FI, which is financial independence. And they just have these really great stories. And they're also kind of like funny because people are often sort of bonkers. So it might be stories about like, here's how to cut your own hair all the time. And here's how I spent $20 on groceries for like the next 3 months. I really like them as a mix of being able to kind of see everyone's stories and also be like, yeah, nah, I don't care about money like that much.
I saw a tweet the other day that was like, buying bras are expensive. Just take 2 snow cones and some dental floss and you'll have a bra.
Wow.
That's what all these Facebook groups are like.
Wow.
They're crazy.
The website that I recommend is raisingbenjamin.com. First and foremost, it's my website, so I'm biased. Second, I teach the basics of financial tools, what they mean and how they're used, and I do it in a language that anyone can understand. I know there's a ton of podcasts out there to listen to, and of course you listen to a podcast right now, but one of my favorite podcasts to listen to about money is Masters of Scale. It's actually created by Reid Hoffman, the founder of LinkedIn. And Masters of Scale teaches you the business side of all of our favorite companies in tech. Listening to this podcast will teach you how to value older companies as well as new tech companies. Yeah, so I read a ton of books, but one of my favorite books that I recommend if you're learning about finance is The Intelligent Investor by Benjamin Graham. This book actually teaches you how to look at companies from an investor's perspective. If you're looking to buy your first stock, this book will literally coach you through making sense of all of it.
I love that book. It's a good one.
One of my best friends bought me that for my birthday last year. I've read a couple of pages.
It's like 600 pages. Yeah. So yeah.
It's
yeah.
Like a brick. It's like a brick. It's actually currently propping up my monitor.
Yeah, it's a good paperweight if you don't finish it. My favorite website for our audience is called Personal Capital, personalcapital.com. It's a website where you can link up all of your accounts, whether that's at a bank or at a brokerage or your credit cards, and it will let you know what your net worth is. The other cool thing is, like, it'll tell you your historical net worth. So a year from now, you can see how you've progressed, right? I've been making these changes in my life. I've been paying off my credit cards. I've been investing this money in my 401k. So you can see the balances change over time. So it reinforces good behavior. It also shows you every transaction across all of your accounts. So it's really helpful to see, like, to like double check or like review your transactions instead of like pulling bank statements and looking at your brokerage account or what have you. Like, did I really buy that? Or what's hitting my accounts? You can see everything that's hitting all of your accounts. And it's really good for freelancers as well because it'll show you every transaction. So you might find some write-offs in there if you review what's in there.
That sounds rad. Is it free?
If your net worth exceeds $100,000, you'll get phone calls from Personal Capital's financial advisors because they do have an arm where they'll invest your money and they'll get paid that way. But otherwise, it's free and there's no advertising either. My book recommendation for our audience is called The Simple Path to Wealth. The author is J.L. Collins. It's a no-nonsense book about learning how to take the money that you have and put it into the market, reducing your fears about what's going to come down the line. There's a lot of practical advice about what happens if the bear market comes, what happens if I don't have the cash, what happens if it's just like, shh, like quiets your fears. Everything's going to be okay. It's the simple path. Just stick to the plan and you will be wealthy eventually.
That's a great book. I love that one. I love it because he shares his personal journey and he kind of like overcomes his own biases throughout the book. So he's like, well, what happens if the stock market is going to be down? And he tells you exactly what he went through. So he's already outlined his emotional journey with investing. So the reader is like already prepared for it. And also, I'm sorry, I still have your copy. I'll get it back to you sometime soon.
No worries. My favorite podcast for our audience is called The Money Guy Show. It's two dudes in their 40s talking about money. They run an investment advisory firm, but the content is actually really relevant to anyone. It's like really basic stuff, like how to get the best rate on a loan on a car that I'm about to purchase and how not to get ripped off. It just really distills some really difficult concepts down to bite-sized nuggets of actionable insights. And it's been around for like 10 years.
Yeah, they have so much knowledge over decades and decades of experience. Great guys.
Mm-hmm.
Hey guys, my book recommendation is Get a Financial Life, Personal Finance in Your 20s and 30s by Beth Kobliner. You don't have to be in your 20s and 30s to read this book. It's just a fantastic primer on personal finance. When anyone asks me, like, how do I get started on personal finance? I send them a copy of this book right off the rip. Not only is it informative, but it's also really easy to read. So you come out with a lot of knowledge, but don't feel like you fall asleep along the way. My favorite website is NerdWallet. It is awesome because there are tons of resources and it's great for a quick answer. They've got all these great tools and calculators. You know, they make money from advertisers, but they have a very, what I believe to be a sound editorial policy. So huge fan of NerdWallet.
I really love NerdWallet and some of their like recommendations for like the bank that you should go with or something like that. They're really good. It's kind of like a wire cutter or strategist, but like for money.
Totally. Sometimes you don't need to read a whole book about something. Sometimes you just want to educate yourself quickly so you can do more research. Yeah, they're rad. My favorite money podcast, besides Get Money, is How I Built This with Guy Raz. It's extremely inspirational if you're a business owner. He just interviews the founders of companies. You know, everyone from the CEO, well, former CEO of WeWork, to Honest Company, to Patagonia. So to listen to these really long format interviews with them is so insightful and so inspiring.
How I Built This is so fire.
Yeah, great intro song too.
Yeah.
All right, that's it. As usual, if you like Get Money, be sure to hit follow. Peace.
Peace, love.
Peace. Yeah. Peace. Yeah, I was like, I've never said that in my entire life apart from that moment.
Peace.
Vibes.
Yeah. None of these are things. Yeah, that I would say.
My business used to be weighed down by the complexities of in-person payments. Then, Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe came along and changed everything. With Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe, I streamlined my payment process effortlessly. Now I can accept in-person, contactless payments right from my iPhone. No extra hardware required. What's truly remarkable is how I can cater to all of my customers' payment preferences, whether they're using cards, Apple Pay, or other digital wallets, Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe ensure a smooth checkout experience every time. And it's not just me. Stripe helps businesses of all sizes, from local markets to global retailers, scale quickly and stay agile. To learn how Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe can help grow your revenue and reach, visit stripe.com/tapiphone.